Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 12th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled, It's My Duty to Safeguard the Fa, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China.
China Fahui, It's My Duty to Safeguard the Fa, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. I used to practice Buddhism, but after I read Zhuan Faluan just once in 1996, I was determined that I would only practice Dafa. The persecution of Dafa launched in 1991 and the government propaganda that vilified this cultivation practice did not shake my determination. Taking time to understand the importance of cultivation. However, I did not genuinely cultivate, as my mind was filled with human attachments. Therefore, I read Zhuan Faluan only twice a year. I developed an allergy after I ate seafood in 2006. My body was covered with red blisters that itched unbearably, and no medication helped. There was no other remedy I could find, so I started to practice the Dafa exercises again, and the blisters disappeared. Yet I still slacked off in my cultivation and did not contact fellow practitioners. I looked at some of Master's lectures given in different areas and still read Zhuan Faluan only a few times a year. I could not understand why fellow practitioners clarified the truth about Dafa to people. Then I accepted a new job in 2007 and shared an office with a fellow practitioner. She was once detained in the Ma San Jia forced labor camp for 3 years. Shortly after her release, she returned to work right away instead of taking a break and resting at home. I asked her why she decided to do so, and she said that people in this company were waiting for her to save them. She made good use of her spare time and read Zhuan Faluan every day. On the contrary, I went shopping and indulged in food, clothes, and entertainment. She shared with me whenever she understood another Fa truth. Her cultivation experience solved my doubts and questions about cultivation, and I began to cultivate seriously. I soon met up with more practitioners. Some of them had laid a solid foundation in their personal cultivation and were doing the three things. Some were enthusiastic, unselfish, worked hard, and never complained. They seemed to clarify the truth to everyone. Many demonstrated their firm, righteous faith in Master and Dafa. I was deeply moved, realized that I had fallen behind, and finally understood the importance of cultivating diligently. Rescue hits a snag. A practitioner in our area was arrested and detained in August 2013. Her older sister Betty, alias, also a practitioner, wanted to go to the procuratorate and rescue her. Another practitioner, Alice, alias, called me and asked me if I would come along. Three of us and two family members went to the procuratorate and met with the female officer who was in charge of the case. Betty explained her sister's family situation and then presented an official letter from the local village committee that bore witness to her sister's good character. I then talked about Dafa and told the procurator that a lawyer I consulted told me explicitly that people's thoughts do not constitute a crime. She did not take any action that violates the law. How can you charge her with a crime? I asked. The procurator argued that we should believe in modern science instead of Dafa to keep healthy. To this remark, I said that we resorted to practice Dafa when doctors could not cure our illnesses, and we recovered once we practiced Dafa. The procurator suddenly rose from her chair. She pointed her index finger at me and asked me for my name and identification card. The atmosphere became tense. Alice and Betty hinted that I should not give my name. I smiled and assured them that there was nothing to be afraid of and gave my name. As soon as the procurator realized that I was not frightened, she sat down and her attitude changed. She said that as a woman, she felt sympathetic to Betty's sister's plight. However, she had no authority and we needed to see the chief procurator. Persistence bears fruit. We called the chief procurator 3 times and he claimed to be too busy to meet us. His co-workers claimed that the chief procurator had already left for the day and suggested we also leave. We were not fooled and continued to wait. Finally, we found the chief procurator's office, who was not happy to see us. Betty told him that DAFA teaches us to be good people and added some basic facts about the practice and how it is practiced in over 100 countries worldwide. History is like a mirror, Alice said. Some police officers and staff in legal organizations who persecuted good people during the Great Cultural Revolution were secretly executed when unjust cases were redressed. I hope you won't end up like them. The chief procurator told us that he was not afraid. Therefore, I told him a story about the cause and effect of people's actions. Nobody believed Jesus was a god at that time. The judge thus persecuted Jesus and his own son died shortly thereafter. Judas betrayed Jesus and he hung himself. Those who persecute good people come to no good end, I said. He insisted that he would give a heavy sentence to practitioners. Then I told him the story of the guard who killed a man who was trying to climb the Berlin Wall to enter West Germany. The guard pleaded innocent and argued that he was only following orders. The judge said that not every order from above is correct and there is a conflict between the law and conscience. Conscience is the ultimate standard. Although the guard had no choice but to follow the order, I said, he had the choice to miss the target. The judge decided that the guard was guilty. The chief procurator then said that he did not really want to persecute her. He would prefer to have one less case to handle anyway. He agreed that we should convince the police to withdraw the case. We went to the police station and tried to talk to the director about DAFA. However, he just shouted at us and refused to listen. He was in a hurry and wanted to leave. I stepped forward and looked into his eyes. Director, please allow me to speak just one sentence, I said. Please no longer arrest Falun Gong practitioners. They are all good people. He smiled, nodded, and left. After we returned home, we sent a letter to the police station advising them to do good. Then we mailed the appeal documents for Betty's sister, along with New Year's greetings cards for the 2004 New Year. That night, Alice had a dream that 5 people were taking an exam. The proctor called Alice and me. You don't need to take the exam. You passed, he told us. He then drew a big check mark next to each of our names. The dream greatly encouraged us. Process to improve character. I went to the local agriculture and commercial bank in July 2015 and happened to see a slogan that maligned DAFA on the electronic screen in the hallway. Master said, quote, everything you, a cultivator, encounter is related to your cultivation and consummation, or else those things absolutely would not exist. For a DAFA disciple, safeguarding and upholding the Fa is only natural, unquote. Essentials for Further Advancement 2. There is nothing accidental for a practitioner. Since I saw that slogan, I should not wait for other practitioners to get rid of it. I told myself that Masters Fa Shen and many divine beings are behind me. What should I be afraid of? Nobody is allowed to insult DAFA, and I must stop people from committing a crime. I found out who was in charge of the electronic screen. The security staff told me that the person was very busy and I had to wait to meet with him. I had waited for about 1 hour when I found out that there was little chance to meet with him. I was given the clerk's name and phone number and was asked to contact him later. I called that clerk after I returned home. I told him the facts about DAFA and advised him to take down that slogan. I explained that Dafa is the Buddha law, and those who respect Dafa will have good fortune. A compassionate and unselfish heart. To rescue arrested practitioners and to talk about Dafa during the past 3 years, I went to domestic security divisions, courts, procuratorates, police stations, and other organizations many times. Master said, quote, "What's key is the attitude you have when you do things, what leads you to do them," unquote. Fa teaching given at the 2010 New York Fa Conference. Before I visited these offices, I asked myself if I was a true practitioner. Then, since Dafa practitioners have missions and responsibilities, I told myself that this deed was to validate Dafa and save sentient beings. Other questions were if my starting point was righteous, or if I was doing this for the sake of my personal cultivation. When I sensed some fear, I would not let it hold me back. I used to be afraid to go to the police stations, courts, or the procuratorate to tell them about Dafa. As I studied the Fa more and cultivated better, I understood that my fear was an attachment caused by my human notions and a result of my faith in Master and Fa not being strong enough. Master said, quote, "The policemen, too, are beings who await salvation," unquote. Fa teaching at the 2013 Greater New York Fa Conference. As long as we treat the people working in legal organizations as sentient beings and talk about Dafa with a compassionate and unselfish heart, they will not develop ill thoughts, even if they do not understand us. Master said, quote, "If a person is completely in the Fa, no one can touch him," unquote. Teaching the Fa in San Francisco, 2005. It is so fortunate that we live at the same time when Dafa is spread. I want to cherish this precious chance, believe in Master and Fa wholeheartedly, cultivate myself solidly and do the three things well, fulfill my prehistoric oath, and live up to Master's compassionate salvation. Thank you, Master.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.